is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to episode 953 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Monday, and what a weekend it was. We're going to get into all the bets here in a second, guys, but man, my two favorite weekends of the year, the wild card round, the divisional round, only because I would say, obviously, the quality of games, but the quantity of games, so can't wait for, obviously, the next round here, AFC-NFC Championship game. We're going to actually have a little bit of an early sharp report for that game. I think there are a couple angles to look at historically, as well as both these games hanging around key numbers and hooks. So I'll give you some early thoughts on the championship game. But the other thing is, you know, wild card divisional round, we get both Saturday and Sunday. Now it's just Sunday. It's kind of sad. What do we only get? 3 games left. We have these two this weekend and then the Super Bowl. But either way, guys, we did pretty well over the weekend, I would say. Now, quick recap here. By the way, I do have a 4-pack of sweats for you today. I got 2 college basketball plays. I'll be looking at a big game here tonight, the most heavily bet game of the night, as well as a tiny low bet obscure line move game, which we did pretty good on Friday, winning both of ours with Fairleigh Dickinson, and I even forget the other one at this point, but I remember it was a winner. But I do have a NBA play for you, as well as a hockey play for you. So 4-pack here tonight, and then we'll kind of have an early sharp report for the championship round, second half of the pod. But looking toward the weekend, guys, in terms of our spread plays, 2-2. Now we got Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes. Once again, I learned my lesson in the Super Bowl. I was an idiot and took the Eagles. Patrick Mahomes getting points proved me wrong. And I learned my lesson there. So took Mahomes there with the 3 and obviously came through huge with Mahomes in the spot. Ended up closing at 2.5. So we got some closing line value. But I learned my lesson not to bet against Mahomes as a contrarian dog. He came through once again for the team. We got Green Bay, covered that number as well. I was screaming for that linebacker, or who was it, Greenlaw, to get down and not score, and you know, which would have actually screwed our points there. And I'm glad we did get the 10, because we didn't see that line creep back up to 10. I didn't even think it might have even hit 10.5 at one book, but got KC and Green Bay. Now, lost on Houston. That one was kind of frustrating because it was tied at the half, and then obviously the Ravens absolutely roll Houston in the second half. And then Tampa Bay +7. That one was really annoying because you had Tampa Bay go for it, which obviously would have covered a lot of numbers. We got a good 7 there. It ended up closing at 6, so late movement was on our side. But they go for 2, they don't get it, and they end up losing by 8. And then also, Todd Bowles, like, dude, what are you doing? I get, like, you know, you probably wouldn't have come back in that game, but he didn't use his timeouts. He might have gotten the ball back. Like, he just totally gave up on that one. So, Todd Bowles, you are not my friend right now. But tough one when you get a good +7 and you lose by 8. So to me, Tampa Bay, that was just kind of a tough break, even though the line came back our way. But in the props department, guys, this is what gave us a winning week over the weekend. 4-2 with our props from the Sharp Report, from Beeson.com, and the Morning Bets pod. And it was all about the tight ends. Cade Otton going over yesterday. Dalton Kincaid going over yesterday. And then on Saturday, Schultz going over and George Kittle going over. So I don't know what it is about these tight ends, but they're all speaking to me over the weekend. And this is kind of my angle with props, guys. We've been doing very well with our prop bets. To me, it's, hey, don't focus on the big, heavily bet, obvious, popular players, because, you know, the betting public's going to bet on them. And, you know, obviously, sometimes you're going to have inflated lines where, you know, taking the quarterback over, or, you know, star running back over, or star wide receiver over, it's just going to be a bit of an inflated line. So focusing on these lesser known guys, and really the sweet spot has been like receiving, either whether it's tight ends or wide receivers, between like 20 and 40 yards. That's kind of been our sweet spot here. And then looking toward the juice, going over with a good matchup. So 4-2, the losses were Rashi Rice. He got banged up. He came up short. And then I did take the CJ Stroud over passing yards, and I kind of regretted that after I bet it, but grinded out a profit with our tight ends in the prop department. And then you might have had some other winners. One was a play that we talked about on the sweat, Texas money line. I had a heart attack on that one against Baylor, but the unranked home favorite versus ranked opponent came through. And that's why we went money line and didn't lay the points, because they wouldn't have covered with the spread, but the money line they cashed, they won by two. And there's an epic ending there. They're up by three. I tweeted this out because I was just so excited that they were able to cash. But Baylor hit a three to tie it, and then they went coast to coast, and Texas scored to win the game at the buzzer. So got Texas as a money line unranked home favorites ranked opponent. And then how about biting in the arena? Evloev, our guy, data-driven contrarian reverse line move. Public was all over the dog there, but line kept going. Evloev in the UFC, in the octagon, came through for a nice hit there. So overall, guys, pretty good weekend. Let's see if we can keep it rolling into today. So as I mentioned before, we're going to hit on a four-pack today, two college basketball, one NBA, one NHL, and then finish up the pod with an early NFL AFC divisional, AFC championship, NFC championship sharp report here. So we're going to talk about it all on a big Monday episode 953 of the VSiN Market Insights pod. Now, before we do dive in our sweats, a little bit of housekeeping as always. I always mention this because, one, I want you guys to, you know, have somewhere to go when the pod is over. Don't just twiddle your fingers and say, hey, that was hopefully a good pod, but what do I do now? I want to give you some more insights. So the first thing I would recommend doing, you can either do it after the pod or pause the pod right now and go do it, but go sign up for our free daily newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily. It's a great amount of information for free, great resources, great insights, and it's put together by the team at VSiN. So we're going to give you every single morning, once you go to VSiN.com/newsletter, plug in your email, hit submit, then every morning moving forward, you're going to get that daily newsletter, which just basically sets the table, sets the menu for you in the sports betting market each day. You wake up, you pop it open, and you get excited to attack each day in the betting market, whether you had a good day, bad day. It's always an angle here to continue the challenge of continuing to stay hot if you're hot, or, you know, turn it around and bounce back if you had a bad night. But the team at VSiN will do that for you every morning. We're going to give you links to all of our articles, let you know what the team of analysts at VSiN is focusing on that day, recaps from the previous night, insights from pro bettors, as well as from sportsbooks, odds makers. So you're going to get those insights, articles, promos for legal sportsbooks, so you can shop around and get the best number and get some sign-up bonuses. And then you're also going to get links to all of our podcasts as well. So you can, again, sign up VSiN.com/newsletter. Then if you're looking to take that next step in your sports betting journey, we'd love for you to become a VSiN All Access Pro member. You can sign up VSiN.com/subscribe. Once you sign up, you're going to get everything we offer. So spend a little money to make some money. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber. You're going to get best bet picks from all the guests and the hosts at VSiN sent directly to your inbox multiple times throughout the day. You're also going to get links to all of our articles, so everything behind the paywall, the DraftKings percentages, bets and dollars, live stream of all of our shows, so you can watch the sweat on the weekend. You can tune in and see what I have to say on the weekend with my crew of buddies and analysts, Julian Edlow, Steve Buchanan, and Emerson Latia. The sweat on the weekends, again, 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern time, as well as on the DraftKings Twitter page. But then you're going to get, as well as that, everything I just mentioned, all the betting guides as well. So all included when you become a pro member. Also, give us a follow on social media. We pump out great sports betting content throughout the day from our Twitter feed. You can follow us at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. So with that being said, let's get right back into it, guys. Let's see if we can have another winning day here. And as I mentioned, that's what I really love about sports betting. You're never going to be perfect. You strive to be perfect, but you know you'll never be perfect. But each day presents a new set of challenges. And again, the challenge is to have a winning day. That's always the challenge. So let's accept that challenge. Let's start breaking out some games here. I want to go to college basketball because we have a kind of a small slate, only 15 games overall. But two games really jumped out to me. One is a really heavily bet primetime game. The other one is a tiny little game with a really sharp line move. So let's start off with the big one tonight, the banger, 7 o'clock, Wake Forest and North Carolina, the most heavily bet game of the night. It also happens to be the most lopsided game of the night and the sharpest play of the night. So I'm going to go here with Wake Forest. Now, I mentioned Wake Forest this morning on the Morning Bets pod. I also jumped on Follow the Money with Mitch and Pauly. I got Wake Forest at +8.5. Now, I always mention this because it's a gift and a curse. It's a good thing and a bad thing. The good thing is Wake Forest is down to +7.5. So boy, did we get a great number. If you tuned in to Follow the Money or listen to Morning Bets or read the Sharp Report on the new VSiN website, VSiN.com, it's great that this line continues to move in front in favor of Wake. So if you're holding a +8.5 like me, you're loving that you're getting a full point of CLV. Now, the bad thing would be if you didn't bet it yet, you can only get a 7.5. So you've missed a little bit of value here. So for purposes of this pod, again, I'll play the 7.5. But again, this is a shameless plug to tune into Morning Bets, read the Sharp Report, try to get the best number that you can. But hopefully I've taught you guys a few things along the way that even if you don't read the Sharp Report or listen to the pod, maybe you notice this sharp move toward Wake Forest anyway. So with all that being said, why is Wake to me a sharp bet tonight? Well, let's kind of look at the way this line is moving. North Carolina, first off, comes in this game with a record of 15-3, and they're the fourth ranked team in the country. Now, Wake Forest is 13-5, good record, but they're unranked. So right off the bat, we have a ranked top five team with UNC. Wake is unranked. So the public says, hey, don't even think about it. Play that better team, which is the ranked team. They're ranked for a reason. UNC is going to blow out Wake Forest tonight. Lay the points with UNC. However, North Carolina is getting upwards of 80% of bets, yet the line's dropping to Wake Forest. So what's going on here? If the public is all over UNC and they open at -8.5, you know, why aren't they up to -9.5, -10.5? You know, you would think with such lopsided betting toward UNC, the odds makers would adjust the line further toward UNC, you know, to mitigate their risk and entice betting on Wake Forest. But no, this line is dropping toward Wake, even though everybody and their mother, again, I made this analogy this morning, but you walk into any bar tonight, you know, this is going to be the game on, I think, is it an ESPN game? I know it's a nationally televised game. It probably is ESPN, but this is going to be on every bar TV across America. And who's the public going to sweat? North Carolina. So even though UNC is getting 80% of bets, the line's dropping +8.5 down to +7.5 in favor of Wake Forest. Tells me smart money is going Wake Forest here. Wake is only getting around 20% of bets, but they're actually taking into account nearly half the money. So a great low bets, higher dollars bet split. And what I also like about the Demon Deacons, a couple other angles here. Aside from just most heavily bet game of the night, most lopsided game of the night, sharp reverse line move toward Wake, is also it's just a classic buy low unranked versus ranked system match. If you look at unranked team versus ranked teams over the last two seasons, it's 59% against the spread. So again, the thought process from the public is take the ranked team, but actually they're pretty much overvalued, which is actually an opportunity to go the other way. Also, you have kind of that conference dog angle, you know, with the team ACC matchup, both teams from the same conference. It's kind of like divisional dogs in the NFL. You know, the familiarity as well as the rivalry aspect in college levels the playing field. Again, we've seen some upsets in these, you know, unranked versus ranked situations. I would love Wake to win outright, but again, I'm just hoping they cover this number with the points. But that conference dog angle, again, is another feather in the cap of Wake Forest. Also, you have some statistical advantages here. Wake Forest has the better effective field goal percentage, 55% versus 52%, better three-point percentage, 39% versus 36%, and better free throw percentage, 80% versus 76%. And also, what I like about Wake is a dog that can score. Wake Forest is averaging 81 points per game. You know, we've talked about this in terms of whether it's college basketball, college football, you know, pro sports. If I'm a dog in a spread sport, I want a dog that can score so that they can either keep pace or have the opportunity for a backdoor cover. So you add it all up here, guys. Most heavily bet game of the night. Everybody's on UNC, yet this line is falling to Wake Forest. Again, I got Wake at +8.5. Hopefully a lot of you guys got it as well at 8.5. Now it's down to 7.5. Maybe you could wait, see if it ticks back up to 8, you know, because it's fallen so much at this point. I would love it if it got down to 7, because that would be further evidence of Wake smart money, but I'd be a little bit surprised. So maybe you wait it out. It's a 7 o'clock game. Maybe shop around for the 8. But for the pod right now, I'll play the 7.5. But again, I got the 8.5 earlier today. Hopefully you guys did too. Let's go Wake Forest. Hopefully that 8.5, 7.5 won't matter. Let's win the game outright. Let's lose by 7 or less. Let's go Demon Deacons. So we just talked about the most heavily bet game of the night. Now let's talk about one of the games that's much lower bet, but it has that obscure sharp line move. Weber State, Montana. Let's go Montana, baby. I'm on Montana money line. I got Montana on the money line. Shop around. I think I'm at minus 130. Montana, to me, is, again, approaching these games differently in terms of how heavily bet they are. Like, Wake UNC, sharp line move, but I put a lot of stock into going contrarian because it's going to be the most heavily bet game of the night, most public bias to bet against. Weber State, Montana, I don't put as much into contrarian because there isn't as much public to bet on this game and go the other way. So what I do lean on, you guys know by now, those obscure line moves. Montana opened at -1. They've been bet up to -1.5. Some shops even up to Montana -2. Montana, by the way, they're playing well. They won 10 of their last 12 games. And you look at percentages here, really good percentages on the money line. Only 60% bets, but nearly 90% of the money is on Montana on the money line. Why is that important? Because, again, you're right around a very low spread, nearly a pick'em game, a very short number here. So I'm going to go with that -130 on the money line. But Ken Pom does have Montana winning by 3 points. He's got them winning 75-72. So hopefully Ken Pom is on our side here tonight. At least it appears that he is. I'm going to bank on Montana's offensive efficiency. They're ranked 72nd in the country versus Weber State, who is 84th. Also, Montana, better rebounding, 36 rebounds per game versus 34 for Weber State, as well as better at the free throw line, 78% versus 76%. And once again, guys, home road. Can't stress enough how important this is. Montana is 7-2 at home this year, so good home cooking. Weber State is just 3-4 on the road. So again, you got to apply kind of a different style handicap. Of course, we're always trying to be sharp and contrarian and beat the closing line. But in this situation, it's the line move, which is so important to me with Montana, because the public didn't wake up after an amazing weekend of NFL playoff football and say, hey, what am I going to do to keep that adrenaline rush going? Oh, Weber State, Montana, 9 o'clock. That's what I want to do. No, public's going to play Wake Forest, North Carolina. This is an afterthought. Yet it's not an afterthought for pro bettors who have hit Montana and caused that line move. So Montana, let's see if the Grizz can do it. I got Montana on the money line at -130. Keep on cruising. So we have 4 bets tonight, 2 down. That means we got 2 more to go. Got an NBA play for you. I'm going with the Cleveland Cavaliers on the money line. The Cavs are on the road at the Orlando Magic. I got the Cavaliers on the money line at -130. Some shops closer to -135. But this one jumps out to me for a great system match as well as a good sharp line move. So the Cavs on the road at the Orlando Magic tonight. Cavs opened as a 1-point road favorite. Cavs have now been bet up to -2. So right off the bat, we have some good sharp line movement in favor of Cleveland. Now, looking at the money line percentages, because it's a very short spread, 65% bets, nearly 80% of the money is on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Cavs are playing great, by the way. They've won 7 straight games. So we have that system match in terms of a good sharp line move, good low bets, higher dollars bet split. But really what I like, and again, a team playing great right now, but what I really like is this rest versus tired advantage. One of my favorite system matches in the NBA, fading teams on the second leg of a back-to-back. The Magic played yesterday, so the Orlando Magic actually ended up beating Miami, so they're playing again here tonight. Meanwhile, the Cleveland Cavs were off yesterday. So if you look at fading teams on the second leg of a back-to-back, that is 113-87 ATS this year, 56%. Then if you look at road favorites straight up in the NBA, they're 146-75 straight up, 66%. So both these system matches would land on the Cavaliers. And then I was digging a little bit deeper into the scheduling here. But actually, this is Orlando's 3rd game in 4 nights. So it's second leg of a back-to-back and 3rd game in 4 nights. Meanwhile, Cleveland is playing their 2nd game in 5 nights. So the Cavs are much more rested here. Again, it's a tough schedule spot for Orlando. And I love it when a system match and a line move align. They're on the same side. So system match here, again, with the fade back-to-back, rest first tired in favor of Cleveland, plus the line's going to Cleveland, -1 up to -2. Offensive efficiency, both these teams are great defensively. They're both top 3, but it's really that offensive efficiency for Cleveland, hopefully, which will be the big advantage. Cleveland is ranked 16th in offensive efficiency. Middle of the pack may not seem great, but Orlando is 24th. So you add it all up here, guys. We got a good sharp steam move toward the Cavs, huge rest versus tired advantage, better offensive efficiency, good percentages here, and Cleveland's playing great. They've won seven straight. So I'm going Cleveland Cavs on the money line. Win the damn game. I'm on the Cavs at minus 130. Now, last bet for you. I'm a little bit nervous about this one, but I'm sticking with it. I'm going with the over in the Chicago Blackhawks Vancouver Canucks game. So this is a huge, and by the way, it's over six. So this is a huge line here toward Vancouver. Vancouver is obviously one of the best teams in hockey. Chicago is one of the worst teams in hockey. So Vancouver is a minus 450 favorite, a massive number here. Am I laying a 450? No. Am I going -1.5? I know some people might be doing that. I'm not going to do that either. You're going to get a better number here. The spread or the puck line on the -1.5 is, let me pull it up. It is -1.5 at minus 175, so at least a little bit better here. I'm not interested in Chicago in a huge upset either. You know, plus 350, that would be great to hit, but I'm going to focus on the total here. I'm sticking with the over six. Now, attacking these totals with the over six, first off, it's juiced up over across the board, over six at minus 115, minus 120. So wherever you look, you have that liability toward that over. Pretty good percentages to the over, 60% bets, nearly 80% of the money is on the over. And Vancouver is your number one offensive team in the NHL. This is what I do like about this spot. 3.83 goals per game. They're actually the, let me find their over-under record. Yeah, they're third best over team in the NHL at 28-16. What gives me a little bit of anxiety here, so I'm trusting the juiced up and the percentages and obviously how great Vancouver is to the over. What worries me is that Chicago doesn't score a lot. Chicago is one of the worst scoring teams in the NHL, but they are one of the worst defensive teams as well. Chicago's giving up 3.57 goals per game. That's the fourth most in hockey. These teams did play back about a month ago. It was a 4-3 game. So you would have gone, again, over the current number, over six at this point. Goaltender-wise, Demko's been really good. Mrazek, not so much. He has a goals against of 3.04. So again, with a big number here, Vancouver expected to win. We need to get six goals. I would say the one saving grace here is if this was like 6.5 over, again, I'd still kind of, you know, respect the market if it was juiced up over 6.5. But the one thing would be, hopefully it doesn't come down to this, but fighting for a push, you know, like if it lands on six, you know, and you have an over 6.5, you lose. Lands on six, you got an over six, you push. So I want to win, obviously. I don't want to push. Maybe I'm looking for a silver lining here. Again, I'm worried that Chicago won't score enough, but I am going to stick with this one. This is a Morning Bets pod play for me. If you guys don't know me by now, I dance with the one who brung me. So if I make a bet, I'm sticking with my bet. Now, if I lose, I was probably, you know, supposed to lose, and I'll learn from that. But I'm not going to bet the other way. I'm not going to buy it out. I'm sticking with it here, guys, and I'm hoping that Vancouver lights up the scoreboard here. So can we get a, you know, a 5-2 game, a 7-1 game, 6-1 game, a 4-3 game. Maybe Chicago will surprise us and put in some goals, but I am going to stick with this over. It's still juiced up. I'm going Chicago, Vancouver, over six goals. I got it at minus 120. So there you have it, guys. We got Cavs money line in the NBA, Blackhawks over six, Montana money line, and Wake. Again, hopefully you got Wake at +8.5 in college tonight. But we're not done yet. We're going to take a very, very short break. When we get back, I want to give you an early AFC-NFC championship sharp report. So we're going to dig into the past a little bit, how do favorites and dogs do when it comes to straight up an ATS in the championship round. What are we seeing for these two games here in terms of early line movement? I did notice a couple prop bets that jumped out to me because I'm becoming a crazy prop person now. You can blame all my buddies at DraftKings for turning me on to props, but I'm actually glad they did because I don't know about you guys, and I don't want to jinx it, but I feel like it's easier to win props than just regular game lines. So who knows? Maybe you would disagree. But anyway, we're going to hit on it all. Wet your whistle for some early conference championship talk for both AFC, NFC, Chiefs, Baltimore, Detroit, San Fran. When we return on episode 953 of the VEASAN Market Insights podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena, approaching betting from a sharp, data-driven contrarian angle, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everyone, we are back at it. Episode 953 of the VSiN Market Insights Pod. And boy, did we have a pretty good weekend, guys. 2-2. With our sides here, Kansas City, Green Bay came through, Tampa, heartbreaker there, and Houston couldn't come through. But we've been diversifying our portfolio, betting more props. We had a great weekend of props, 4-2, all tight ends, Otten, Kincaid, Schultz, Kittle, all hitting the over. Again, might have had Evloev and Briding and a epic Texas moneyline play in college hoops, unranked home favorites, ranked opponents. So with that being said, we started the pod talking our plays here for tonight. Wake Forest, hopefully you got an 8.5, Montana moneyline, Cleveland Cavs money line, and the Chicago over 6 goals. But now let's go to the NFL championship weekend. Final two games here. Then we'll have our Super Bowl, which I cannot wait for either. Obviously a few weeks away. But before we give kind of an early sharp report for both these games, let's dig into the past a little bit. I mentioned this on Mitch and Paulie in the morning, but you guys know me. I like to combine both the past and the present. You know, the present, I'm looking at how did this tonight's game or the upcoming game open? You know, how has the line moved? Percentages. But then also system matches to me are digging into the past and trying to find a profitable angle where it doesn't matter who the team is, as long as they match the parameters, that's been a historically good bet. So if the basically the past can combine with the present, you just feel even that more confident about placing a bet. So digging into the past, one in the AFC-NFC championship round over the last 20 years, we have seen home chalk do very well. Home favorites on the spread are 19-15 against the spread, 56%. Home favorites on the money line are 25-9 straight up, 74%. Now, it's a bit complicated because postseason dogs have been a smart bet as well. Dogs are 6-4 ATS so far this postseason, which is a 60% cover rate. And they are now, since 2017, 49-33 ATS, 60%. So to me, it's just kind of, you know, keep that in the back of your head. You're not going to just blindly bet the dogs because dogs have been great. You're not going to blindly bet the favorites just because the favorites have been good in this particular round. But these are things that at least going into it, I want to be aware of. Now, in terms of the current situation here, let's take a look. So if you look at, let's start with the first game here. We'll look at Kansas City and Baltimore. Now, the first thing that jumps out to me is Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes as a dog. We just spent the weekend and all week talking about how can you possibly pass up Mahomes as a dog? Mahomes is now 9-1 against the spread as a dog. And I actually am most likely going to be on Kansas City here. The only reason is, you know, with both of these games, they're just so far away that I want to kind of let the bets build up. I want to get some injury reports, get some more clarity on the weather. I don't see a huge reason to bet these games right now. And I also don't want to lock ourselves into a bad bet too early that maybe things change throughout the week. What I am conscious of is being on the side of a trendy dog. Now, looking back at it, if you go back towards Saturday, you know, Green Bay and the Houston Texans, they ended up being slightly trendy dogs. They were getting around 60% of bets. And again, we went 1-1, so I'll take that because, you know, I don't want to be on a trendy dog, but I had so many system matches on both that, you know, you make the decision to try to make the smartest bet that you can. And again, I played both dogs, went 1-1 ATS. I'm fine with that. But I want to make sure that we're not on trendy dogs here. Now, I don't think you're going to be with Kansas City. Now, it's very, very early, but currently the Chiefs are only getting 38% of bets against Baltimore here. Baltimore is getting 62% of bets. Like, on the one hand, this is going to be a public narrative that, again, let the media and let the public, you know, kind of pick a side here. On the one hand, you have how can you not take Mahomes as a dog? +3.5, +3. But then also, Baltimore looked, you know, they were arguably the best team in the NFL along with San Fran this year. I would argue Baltimore is the best team in the NFL. I actually did put a unit on Baltimore +200 to win the Super Bowl because I thought that was kind of a good value play. I did that over the weekend with my buddies on the sweat. But in particular, you know, Baltimore's only laying 3 at home. I know it's the Chiefs, but they're only laying 3 at home. So again, you can make a case and think about where the public might side more. Is it with getting great team like Baltimore at home in a short number? Or is it with Mahomes? Again, who's 9-1 ATS as a dog, just went into Buffalo and won. How do you not take him getting points? So I want to make sure that Kansas City remains the contrarian side. Again, I think they will. They're only getting 38% of bets. Most likely, guys, I'll be on Kansas City here. Now, you could make a case to grab Kansas City right now because you can't get the hook, +3.5. This game opened Baltimore pretty much -3. They got up to 3.5. There are some 3.5s out there, but they're juiced up like they're coming back down to 3. So if you tell me you want to grab Mahomes right now, +3.5, I'm not going to argue with you. I was actually considering it. But I don't see the huge need to, because even if it gets back down to 3, I don't really expect it to get down to 2.5. I think it'd be extremely unlikely the books would, you know, get down to that number because that would open up so much Baltimore liability. So what I'm getting at is, you know, do you have to get the 3.5 right now because it'll never come back? I don't think so. I think maybe throughout the week it could rise back up to 3.5. So I don't see the kind of the impetus to immediately go get that 3.5. Again, I'm most likely going to be on KC +3.5, but I want to wait it out. It's very early in the week. These games are extremely heavily bet. So let's let the public do their thing here. Also you look at, again, the system match playoff dogs, as we mentioned, the odd match with Kansas City. But if it holds true that Kansas City is getting less than 40% of bets, we get Mahomes as a dog, and we can get the hook, which again, I think should be available throughout the week. Then that's the side that I'm leaning on. I'm not going to bet it yet. Let's get some more confirmation. Let's let the public have their say. Let's let the bets build, you know, build up. I think as a contrarian better, you know, it's always difficult. Like, you know, people always ask me, like, when should you place a bet? Well, I think if you place a bet early in the week, if you think you have a great system match where the line's going to get worse and you better hit it now before it gets worse. But typically, I like to wait later in the week. I want to look at late game day movement because that's so important. I want to let the public have as much bias and participation as they can have. So in this spot, again, I'm leaning very early on Kansas City, 3.5, as long as they remain contrarian. But let's wait this thing out. That's my early thought for that game. I would mention too, looks like there was some under money that came in. Total open like 45.5. It's quickly down to 44.5. Could be some weather. The early forecast is like high 30s, 10 mile per hour winds. Maybe this is more of a matchup situation with two pretty good defenses here. And then also, one prop bet that caught my eye early on was Lamar Jackson over 59.5 rushing yards. It's juiced up over -120. He had 11 rushes for 100 yards against Houston, and Josh Allen just had 12 rushes for 72 yards against Kansas City. So that 59.5 feels a little bit low to me. And again, it's a juiced up over prop right now. Again, let's wait this thing out, see where it develops. But early on, again, I'm leaning Kansas City +3.5. Mahomes is a dog. Learned my lesson in the Super Bowl. I was vindicated yesterday. And I'll never bet against Mahomes as a dog again. The only caveat to that would be unless he's a trendy dog. But again, I don't see that here. But let's let the public do their thing. The second game, Detroit San Fran. I'm intrigued by grabbing Detroit +7 right now, guys. Again, this is another situation where I'm going to wait it out. But you did see San Fran open at a lot of shops. You know, I saw some openers -6.5, -7. 6.5's got up to 7. Some 7s are coming back down to 6.5. It's juiced up on the Detroit side, you know, plus 7 at -115, -120. So once again, if you tell me you like Detroit and you want to get the 7 now, I'm not going to argue with you. They have a good offense. Again, dog who can score. Keep pace here. Weather should be pretty good. Nothing in the way of as of right now, you know, like you know, wind or rain or anything like we saw in the last game. But I am a little concerned that Detroit could be trendy. You know, Detroit's getting right now 54% of spread bets. So again, let's see how this thing develops. And I'm not going to run to the window and grab a 7 right now, even though that's a side that I lean, because you know, do we see this thing get down to 6.5, immediately get back up to 7? You know, you can always think about buying points. Like, even if it gets down to 6.5, it's probably going to be juiced up towards San Fran. So getting Detroit at 7 shouldn't be that hard of an issue. But I would bank on one, Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell, who we know and love, when you bet on him, especially as a dog, he's 36-17 against the spread, 68% overall. Now, he's 1-1 ATS in the postseason. But as a dog, he's 22-10 ATS, 69%. Also, Deebo Samuel. You know, he got hurt and left that last game early against the Packers. I was reading a tweet. It was Schefter or somebody. They say he's 50-50. So it was Deebo out. Again, that's something you want to monitor. So once again, I'm leaning toward the dog, Detroit +7. I'm not going to bet it now. I'm going to monitor it. And also, I want to make sure that these aren't too trendy of dogs. Kansas City most likely will not be. Detroit, they're a little bit trendy, getting 54%. So let's keep an eye out on both of these. Now, there was a prop bet that caught my eye, Jahmyr Gibbs. It's funny, like on Twitter, when he lit up, he had a big long touchdown run or whatever, catch out of the backfield. And everyone on Twitter's like, I thought you can't draft a running back in the first round. Ha, ha, ha. It's like, dude, it's like, whatever. Anyway, I like Gibbs. He's the guy's electric. But Gibbs jumped out to me over 23.5 receiving yards. Can he get you 24 receiving yards against San Fran? It's juiced up over -120. He's gone over this number in both postseason games. He had 40 against Tampa Bay. He had 43 against the Rams. So again, Gibbs is a guy to monitor here. So long story short, guys, even though I think it's always tough like to resist the urge, like I want to go bet KC 3.5 right now on the hook. I want to go bet Detroit right now +7. But let's be cautious. Let's be a little patient. It's very early in the week. Let's see how it develops. I think you can probably get these numbers again later anyway. And we'll see how it goes. But let's have more public participation. Let's get some weather reports. Let's get some injury reports. I saw today, I think Detroit signed Zach Ertz, which is a nice little addition there. Coming off, I think their backup tight end got hurt. But there are things that can change. Let's let the public have their say. But again, gun to the head, I'm looking at KC 3.5 and Detroit +7 in the props that we mentioned. But I haven't bet them yet, full disclosure. So let's wait this thing out. But those are my early leans. That about does it for today's VSiN Market Insights Podcast, episode 953. Reminder, if you enjoy the Market Insights Pod, the Morning Bets Pod, the Sharp Reports that I write, if you enjoy the Sweat show that I do on the weekend from the DraftKings studio, if this style of betting, you know, you've become a believer, where it's, hey, you're not going to become a millionaire overnight, but this is all about grinding and being on the same side as the Sharps, the opposite side of the public, trying to get the best number, looking at data, not betting with your heart, but betting with your head. If this style of betting has helped you along in your sports betting journey to become a sharper better, whether you've learned a thing or two, whether you've become more contrarian, you look at percentages now a little bit more, you look at system matches, you look at fading trendy dogs and dog to fave line moves and unranked home favorites, ranked opponents, any of these little tips and systems that we've taught along the way. If any of that is the case, or if you just enjoy the pod, you think I'm a decent guy, you want to make my day, make me happy, or maybe you've been riding some of these props in the NFL and you've turned a profit. Pun intended. But if any of that is the case, then I have a request of you. Make my day and learn a little bit more and maybe give it as a gift. Go to Amazon.com, type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Go buy my book. It's got a lot of great nuggets. It's got everything I've learned in the industry, how lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, how to place a bet in person or online, all included in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So pick one up. would make my day. Give it to your buddy who parlays everything and say, hey, no more parlays. Flat betting, my friend. That's in the bankroll management chapter. But if you want to pick one up, it would make me very, very proud. And you're going to learn something on the back end as well. The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. But that about does it for the VSiN Daily Morning Bets Pod. That's my other pod. You always get your pods mixed up sometimes. But the Market Insights Pod. That about does it for episode 953. Reminder, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, at the Encore in Boston, in my neck of the woods, or Plain Ridge Park Casino or MGM Springfield, or out in New York breaking handle records every month in the Empire State, or out in the desert where the True Grinders get down, or Billy Walters sends his number runners where the lowest juice possible is found at the South Point, or Sweat and Sharp Contrarian plays with Stormy and the crew at Circa, getting a victory burger at the end of the night, the Mandalay Bay, the Superbook, wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me and you're going to show me some nice tickets over the weekend. Show me an Evloev UFC ticket, a Texas Moneyline ticket, coast to coast. How about a Kansas City and Green Bay ticket? And how about some prop bets, baby? Cade Otton, Kincaid, had to sweat that Kincaid. He had to get a couple catches late. Schultz, Kittle. Show me one of those tickets, guys. Guess what? First one's on me. Next one's on you. We're going to post about the book. Sweat Sharp Contrarian plays all night long. So I wish you the best of luck, everyone. Have a fantastic Monday. Reminder, I'm off Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So might be getting after it a little bit. Tonight's my Friday night. Have a little bit of fun. Bet some games. Just kidding. Or maybe I'm not. But anyway, I'll see you guys back on Thursday. But Ben Wilson will give you morning bets the next couple of days. Again, I always miss like Tuesday, Wednesdays sometimes. I think it's always, you know, a good thing to clear your head, take a little bit of a, you know, breather from betting sometimes, because then you miss it a little bit more, and it gives you good perspective. But I always look at some good system matches that cash on the days that I'm not here. So Tuesday, Wednesday, next couple days, look out for unranked home favorites, ranked opponents. Keep an eye out for that. I'll just tell you that right now. But you guys know the drill. I've taught you well enough where you don't need me anymore. Maybe you need me a little bit, but you don't need me anymore. You can play these system matches on your own. But guess what? First one's on me. Next one's on you. We're going to post about the book. Sweat Sharp Contrarian plays all night long. So have a great night, everyone. My parting words, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. But we are always playing the long game. Remember that. And if we can find that sweet spot, games that fit our model, don't force a bet, but if it's a system match, fire away. Against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some CLV. If we can do that, we're going to have a good 2024. So enjoy the sweats, everyone. I'll see you guys back on Thursday. I'll see if we can cash some tickets tonight. As the wise man of Beeson likes to say, and I agree with him, cashing tickets, that's what it's all about. Good luck, everybody. Have a great Monday.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.